Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But that brings us to the Nationals. We don't often start the show with the Nationals. But when we do, something's either going very well,
yeah,
or something's going very poorly.
It's that one.
It's not the well one. They have lost 8 straight games, and they are now 2-11 in the month of June. 2-11. They have fallen to 11 under 500. They're in trouble. Butts are warm over there. Seats are hot. I'm frankly surprised there wasn't some type of major change made this weekend. And that doesn't mean Davey Martinez getting fired. He's the biggest name in the manager. That's the one everybody talks about. But I would have thought you would have just kind of thrown a member of the staff to the Wolves, made some type of shift. The changes they decided to make after getting swept by the Marlins.
Their first sweep of the year, by the way. Congrats to the Marlins.
Who just got swept by the Rockies, who were in town for 4 games, thank God, tonight. Although you say thank God until they come out and beat you. But the Rockies are the worst team. I'm not exaggerating. Listen to what I'm about to say. They're the worst team through 71 games since 1899.
Worse than the White Sox last year, by the way, who looked like they were trying to set a record.
Not even close.
Yeah.
They're the worst team this deep into the season since 1899. So you get 4 games against them. So if you're going to make changes, now's the time to do it. If you're going to call a team meeting, now's the time to do it. If you're going to make a shift, now's the time to do it. And it's why I probably would have decided, if I'm Davey Martinez, which member of my staff is the least helpful. You're getting thrown to the Wolves right here and right now. But he decided not to. He's going to go down with the ship, and that's fine if he wants to do that. But I would not want to be him, and I would not want to be anybody on that coaching staff if they have a bad series against Colorado. And by the way, I'm talking about, you know, if you get swept by the Rockies, then I think it's utter destruction over there. Like, we won't be able to recognize anybody when the dust settles. I think if it's losing 3 out of 4, there will be some significant changes. If they split with the Rockies, now we're in a no man's land. But I would still think, at that point, you've probably got to do something maybe smaller than larger. But this needs to be 3 out of 4. A sweep would be exactly what the doctor ordered, and everyone would calm down for a little bit, and the temperature would lower. But they have to win 3 out of 4 in this series. They're calling up Brady House tonight to make his much-anticipated debut. That's exciting. That's fun. That's a bit of a distraction. It's also time. It's been time for a few weeks. So that's cool. But Danny, he joins a team that is falling apart.
Yeah.
The wheels are off the wagon right now.
And you look at some of the numbers, they're alarming. Their 2 wins this month are both 2-0 wins. The offense is broken. There's a 9-run outburst and a loss here of late, but it's very small numbers. It's like a lot of binary code, a lot of ones and zeros.
Other than that 9-run game, they are averaging under 2 runs this month per game.
So what I've been thinking about this a lot over the last couple of days. People now are reaching out to me, just, you know, friends I haven't talked to in a while, neighbors, you know, other parents or whatever, kids I used to coach, you know, who are fed up watching this team from afar. It lets you know that something's amiss. The fan base is restless and irritated and angry. And you get into this chair, I don't want to speak for you, but for me, I'm still a fan at heart, right? Your fandom changes when you do what we do every day. Your fortunes are tied to the fortunes of these teams. And there are blissful moments. There's incredible moments. Parades. The Caps winning the Stanley Cup. The 12-5 season this year for the football group. The Nats winning the World Series in 2019, etc. There's still moments as when you're just a fan, though, and you're so angry. You're so pissed off. You're so let down that what you need, frankly, as a fan, it's why fans shouldn't be in charge of this thing, but it's what you need as a fan is, show me you're upset too. I can't sit with this crap anymore. So when you're watching Ron Rivera not talk to the team at halftime, here's a platitude, I'm wearing my feet are, oh my God, shut up, it's so annoying. Like, you're sitting there livid when they're going 4-13 and he's got the same little catchphrase, the same little platitude, the same little cutesy folksy thing where he talks about the same crap for the millionth time over, and it rubs so thin. It rubs you raw. It's not fun. So the point that you just made, I think, is 100% right on. There are certain times, and you're sort of here right now, where you go, please show me the fan, the paying customer, the consumers watching on television, watching the advertising, going to the ball games, to consuming what you are putting out there, that you A, see the same thing that I see, and B, recognize how unacceptable it is. We're in one of those moments. So you're right. I think this Brady House call-up, I don't think they were planning on doing it right now. And that's not based on anything other than a slightly strange timing.
Well, I've been checking in with people pretty constantly, and even before this homestand, so this is going back to when they'd been swept by the Mets, they're getting ready to come home and play Miami. And I did a big thing where I had 10 reasons why they should call him up. I thought the time was right going into the Miami series for a soft landing spot. And what I had heard when I was poking around was it sounded like start of July, which is their next homestand, which is when the Tigers were coming to town on July 1. And they were going to kind of wait till then to do it. Now, there's no such thing as a hard and fast as we've seen. Like, everything changes. If Jose Tena goes out and rolls his ankle, then he's up the next night. Mm-hmm. They've clearly decided to do it now, I think, for multiple reasons. Number one, it's not the worst thing in the world as a distraction when everybody is screaming and angry and
that's
livid
kind of
and wants people to be fired to say, hey, that prospect that you guys have heard about for years that everybody's excited to see is actually going to be up tonight. And I think we'd be naive if we didn't think that was part of this. I mean, Byron led his update today.
Yep.
And he did his job correctly. I'm not joining on Byron. That's my guy. But Byron led his update with, big night at Nats Park, Brady House is debuting. That's what he should have done.
Right.
But
and that's the point.
Instead of saying the Nats have lost 8 in a row and they're 2-11 this month and Davey Martinez is on the hottest seat that he's been on since he's been here in his 8th season as the manager, like that is the lead. So that's part of why you do it. But it's not like they called up Luke Dickerson from Fredericksburg, mm-hmm. right? I mean, Brady House has been ready for a few weeks.
It's a name people know.
Could have been up a month ago. And he'll struggle because he's got swing and miss and chase, and he's more hit for power than hit tool, and it's going to be a tough adjustment in the big leagues. But that was going to happen inevitably anyway. So no issue with the call-up, but to your point, people want something. They're like an angry dog, and you need to throw them some meat or something.
You throw them a bone.
And I think the Nats, at least in the case of yesterday, maybe Mike Rizzo felt like, all right, we're making some quote-unquote wholesale changes. Because they did make some roster moves. Jose Tena down, Brady House up. Robert Hassel has one walk and about 70 at-bats, and he looks like a big leaguer to me. He's going to help them, but you got to go refine your approach. You can't walk once out of every 70 mm-hmm. times at the plate.
Yeah.
So you bring up Dalen Lyle after a three-hit game, who's hitting 340 in AAA, and you rearrange that. To me, that's not quite enough. If you were just going to do the player thing, swapping guys in and out, remember Davey had that veiled threat. People don't get the message. We're going to make some changes. We're going to start platooning guys. That was like a week ago.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what he was referencing, but I would have gone further. Their catching position is the worst catching position statistically in baseball this year. K-Bert Ruiz has been bad, and Riley Adams has 5 hits on the season more than you and I do combined. He's 0 for his last 30. Drew Millis is in AAA. You could have called him up. They didn't do that. So they could have done more than they did, but I think they felt like this is the message. I think fans at this point wanted them to go even further. And one of the reasons for that was Davey Martinez's comments after the game on Saturday. Saturday's loss was extra special. A lot of these losses have been painful and annoying. Saturday's was horrendous. I mean, that was infuriating. They played a bad Marlins team
mm-hmm.
that was trying to give them the game.
Everything they could do to get
the entire ninth inning. We're walking, guys. We're committing errors. We have misplays in the field. We're not getting the balls that are popped up in the outfield that we should get to. Like, one thing after another. You'd have to set the Marlins defensive inning to a reel that goes with they're just trying to give the Nationals the game. And the Nationals said, nah, we're good.
Not for us, no.
They get a runner to third to tie the game. They pinch run their fastest player on the bench and maybe their fastest player on the team, Jacob Young.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They get a fly ball to medium depth left field, and he's not sent home. Now, if you want to blame Jacob Young for not just going, you could do that. They have a third base coach whose job is to prepare players in that moment. I just think if I'm a pinch runner with wheels and the ball's hit into fairly deep left field, just medium depth left field, I got to try there. Now, James Wood is at the plate coming up, so maybe you don't want to take the bat out of his hands. But Gutierrez, their third base coach, who's had multiple guys thrown out this week, they don't send the runner. It was the second pretty egregious base running issue of that inning where they didn't score and then Woods out and they lose the game. And so after the game, Davey's going to be asked about that. And I'm not exaggerating. This is not a bit. I had two buddies text me. I was at a recital for Reagan doing some
dancing. She was dancing.
Dance stuff. Yeah, but it started 5 minutes after the game. Mm-hmm. So like before we walked in the lobby, I'm watching the game, MLB.TV on my phone. And I get two texts from people going, I cannot wait to see what Davey says postgame. Davey's press conferences after the game are never relevant. They don't really matter. Like what he's going to say, he's going to say the same thing he said yesterday for the most part. It's not going to be a big deal. But that press conference was important because of the way they lost, the fact that it had been seven in a row, the fact that you've lost a series to the Marlins now, and the fact that it seemed like there was a pretty big coaching blunder at the end of the game. So there was actual interest in what he was going to say. That's a really bad time to have your worst comment in 8 years as the manager of the team, which is what it was. He picked a really bad spot to put his foot in his mouth. This is what Davey Martinez said.
When you look at the offense as a whole, I think you guys haven't produced like you wanted to this month. For you, how much of that is on the players, on coaching?
It's never on coaching. Never on coaching. Okay, coaches work their asses off every single day. You know, we're not going to finger point here and say it's coaches. It's never on the coaches. Okay, they work hard. The message is clear. All the work is done prior. Sometimes you know they got to go out there and they got to play the game. You know, it's always been about the players. Always. You know, I played this game a long time. Never once have I blamed the coach for anything. I mean, we worked our asses off to get better. They gave us information and we used it. These guys understand what the game is, man. These coaches, I never had such a group of coaches that worked as hard as they do. I mean, they're here freaking diligently. They go over everything. They sit players every day. These coaches, they work their asses off. So, and I know every coach's staff is like that. So, sometimes, and the players know. Sometimes, you got to put the onus on the players. They got to go out there and they got to play the game and play the game the right way. We can't hit for them. We can't catch the balls for them. We can't pitch for them. We can't throw strikes for them. They got to do that.
Oof. Now, that was taken crazily as if Davey had thrown the players under the bus, understandably. So I got my thoughts on this. I want to hear from you first. Mm-hmm. What did you make of that comment?
Now, he was answering a direct question, okay? Is like an either-or type question. There is a way to do that without basically saying, there's two sides to this coin, and it ain't one side. You do the math as to which side it is. Listen, I like David Martinez a lot personally. He's been great to us, very gracious. He's a good dude. There's no question that he has been the right guy for a long time, and certainly was for that World Series run. I thought that was egregious. I thought that was as big a misstep. That was a window to me into how he feels. His frustration, right? Because he's doing the same positive Peter thing, going 1-0 today, bumpy roads lead to different places that you want to go to, etc. I guarantee you all those coaches are working hard. I'm sorry, that's not good enough, quite frankly. Working hard is the prerequisite. That everybody works hard. What are you producing? What's good? Are they still making the same mistakes? Is it still the same base running issues? Is it still the same you can't get through to a certain player because his approach stinks? Whatever it is, there's a way to do that and make your viewpoint known without running the players under the bus. He actually, to his credit, the next day, he went and said that he spoke to him, tried to translate what he meant, probably frustrated the moment, and guys got his back and everything seemed hunky-dory.
But the next day, he said, I wasn't talking about the players. That wasn't the point. I just said it wasn't the coaches. He says in there, it's always about the players.
100%.
And it was a binary question, yeah. Like, is this a coaching issue? And he said no. For me, look, it was obviously the wrong thing to say. It was a bad thing to say. It was a foot-in-mouth moment. It wasn't as bad as Ron Rivera not knowing that they could be eliminated. But it was like on a reel where you're putting his three or four worst comments at the podium. I don't even know what the others would be. Maybe someone who follows it closer.
Yeah, that was it to me.
This is the one, right? And I think he would admit that. Like, you're not meeting with players the next day if you didn't think you needed to. Mm-hmm. You're supposedly Rizzo and some other guys were around in the clubhouse that normally aren't. They're doing some damage control there because it's something you feel like you got to fix. What I'm so shocked about by that comment, though, is it's the antithesis of what Davey has been. To my frustration for a long time, He has defended more terrible players. He has defended more players who have done terrible things than anybody in baseball over the last 6 or 7 years.
I mean, he always tells you how hard it is. He'll tell you this is the hardest league there is. It's tough.
He played in the big leagues. He's Mr. Defend the Players. So that's why I think people were so shocked by it, is because it's not anything like what he normally does. And herein lies, I guess, my big takeaway. I wrote a piece years ago for The Athletic about Davey Martinez and then 2019 season. It was before they won the World Series, and basically the idea of the turnaround. And talking to a lot of players and a lot of coaches and a lot of people around their organization and people with him in Chicago and Tampa and some other places. And what they basically said is Davey Martinez will be successful for two reasons. One, he is always positive. Mm-hmm. The stuff that I roll my eyes at, just as a cynical fat person, is dead serious to him. Like when he's like 1-0 every day, and you know, that is like literally, he's like the guy that has posters on his wall that I would be like, yeah, that's kind of cringeworthy. But like he is a positive person.
And it's not an act.
Not an act at all. It's real. That was not that, right? The other is he never changes. And this is so important with players, is that your manager, when the wolves are at the door and you hear them howling outside, which is happening right now, when the walls are caving in around you, his hand never shakes, right? He never panics. He's the same guy. You wouldn't know it. That's the compliment. That's what happened in 2019. Mm-hmm. That was not that moment. It got to him. You know, he said the thing that you shouldn't say in that moment. Now, everybody wanted him fired for the comment. I don't care about a comment. We are at a place, though, where changes absolutely get made for baseball teams when this is happening. Lest we forget, they kind of brought this on themselves a little bit.
Exactly
right. By pretending like they were ready to win. You and I came back from spring training. We talked about it on IR a bunch. We kept saying, why are they talking about this like they're contending for the wild card, like they're over 500? I didn't buy it. I'm an actions over words guy, okay? I think there are plenty of fans that said, this is not a playoff team. It's the same as when Mike Shanahan says at the podium, I stake my reputation on John Beck. There are still people who hold that against him. He's just saying words. His actions were not that. They didn't start him, by the way. Rex Grossman started. They played him for like two games, right? It's the same as when, like, you see this all the time. He's our quarterback. You trade for a quarterback a week later. Adam Peters came on and told us how good
Emmanuel Forbes
was going to be. This is the gig to some extent. I just think it was an unforced error by them to say we're ready to win and put that pressure out there. I talk to Ryan about this all the time, who does his pod, and he talks to way more fans and is way more engaged with Nats Twitter and stuff than I am. And that is a rallying cry, and something you hear is like, they told us they'd be better. Mm-hmm. I think that was the mistake here. But this is when changes get made. I would not want to be them if this Rocky series does not get better. And if you're asking me, is Davey Martinez on the hot seat? The answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
If you're asking me if Jobs should be on the line over there, the answer is yes. Now, I always make everyone angry because I'm one of those. If I was an owner, I would almost never fire anybody in season because I don't think it helps. I really don't. Unless there's something egregious going on. Would I fire Davey Martinez? Probably not. I would make major changes, though, in terms of the staff. If this series goes badly, I might have already made two, mm-hmm. you know, something. But like, if this goes badly, I would do something. How can you not? You told us you're supposed to win. You're the 2-11 this month. And it's not pretty, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, to me, there are times where you have to acknowledge, again, the mob shouldn't rule when you're talking about the long-term view and you have to be the adult in the room. But every once in a while, and this isn't all the time, but something is bad enough where you go, I have to let everyone know that I see it too, and it's not acceptable.
You don't think they did that with some, like, the mini roster stuff?
No, that's not that.
I tend to agree.
For fans, and it's not fair, but it's like, it's a Darnell Coles thing, for example, where, now here's the deal, I'm not calling for someone's job, I'm going to have no idea if he's a good hitting coach or not, but that's not a job you get for job security. You know what I mean? This isn't like a tenured professor gig. If you're a major league hitting coach, you're going to be on the hot seat every time a guy goes 0-2. You know what I mean? Like, that's the deal. I would do something over there. I'd say we have to do something besides swap a couple AAA Timmies for other AAA Timmies. Yeah, it's fun to have Brady House come up, but that ain't it. And that's interesting. I'm intrigued by that. I want to see him play. But this is a whole other level here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.